Well, I noticed that some British athletes have been tweeting after the findings released by the chairman of the Independent Commission, Dick Pound, that they're not surprised about what they've heard here from the commission in Geneva. And I think that's one of the most saddening elements of this whole issue, that so many athletes were almost expecting to hear what's been released today. I think they will be surprised by what will be released in weeks to come, because the commission said that they were withholding some of the information relating to the world governing body, the IAAF, because there are ongoing police investigations by the French authorities and by Interpol, and those investigations have included the questioning of the former president of the world governing body, the IAAF, Lamine Diack. And so there are fears that this has gone right to the top, and Diack has been questioned by French police after allegations that he accepted bribes from Russian athletes and officials to cover up positive tests. None of that was released today. None of their findings into those allegations have been released today, because they didn't want to compromise the police investigation. So today has been described by various athletes and by the sports minister Tracy Crouch as a dark day, but there may be even more haunting days to come. And I note that Dick Pound, the chairman of the Independent Commission, used phrases such as nasty surprises and it was worse than they thought. Now, Dick Pound, the chairman of that commission, knows more about doping scandals and shocks than most in the world, because he was part of the Canadian team management at the Olympic Games in Seoul back in 1988, and the infamous scandal relating to the Canadian sprinter Ben Johnson, who won the 100 metres and then tested positive and was thrown out a couple of days later. So when he uses phrases like that, it gives you an idea of the scale of these findings and the damage done to the sport of athletics.
Mike, just on the commission and from a London point of view, the commission found that a number of Russian athletes suspected of doping could have been prevented from competing at the London 2012 Olympics had it not been for the collective and inexplicable laissez-faire policy adopted by the IAAF. From a London 2012 perspective, how different could the Games have been, and how much is this going to affect how people remember the Games, do you think?
Well, we heard from leaks that it involves one gold medalist and one silver medalist. So given that there were 47 events in the main Olympic stadium across the athletics competition, then that won't be a massive effect. But it's just about the credibility of the sport, that athletes who should not have been there were allowed to compete. And so those people who paid a lot of money to watch the sport that they did were watching sport that in some cases wasn't true and was indeed filthy, as we now know. The commission used the phrase that London 2012 was sabotaged by a lack of action against the athletes who shouldn't have been competing. And they also spelt out that in one of the laboratories in Moscow, 1,400 drug test samples were intentionally destroyed. So this is a systematic case here, which affected London 2012 for sure. But the action that has to be taken now is such that they can protect athletes at future Olympic Games.
And just finally, what does happen now? Does the IAAF have to intervene and have to act on what WADA has found here?
Well, Sebastian Coe, the new president of the IAAF, has been speaking to the BBC, and he's been saying that he will hold fire on the recommendation from the commission, which was to ban Russia from World Athletics Championships and from the track and field program at the Olympic Games next year. He's convened a meeting of the IAAF Council for Friday of this week. But it's very difficult to imagine now, after these recommendations and all the findings from the commission, that Russia should be allowed to compete. Although the Russians themselves have been on the front foot in response to these findings, they've rejected the findings, and I think there's going to be a sizable conflict between the Russian authorities, including the government, and the sports authorities all the way through to Rio and the Olympics next year.